fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jaron Moore here on Thursday, the 26th of August. The purple tip of the day is to inventory everything. Inventory everything, no matter what it might be. Your food and your food, your vitamin and mineral supplements, your water filters, medical equipment, ammunition, spare parts, everything. You'll be very glad you did that. Well, after a hiatus that was something he had no control over, we now have back with us Dr. Lynn Horowitz. The email he sent me is posted on my website giving an update. And Dr. Horowitz has 4 websites. He has actually more than 4, but we only give out 4 of them. It's enough to try to keep up with. Here they are: judicialcorruptionnews.com, healthyworldstore.com, revolutiontelevision.net, and medicalveritas.org. Doctor, it's good to have you back. We know you're still recovering. Your voice is obviously weaker than it normally is. So we're going to ask you to take it easy. And if you need to conclude your comments early, we understand that. Well, good morning, sir.
Good morning, John. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, we need to give people an update on what happened to you health-wise, your situation, you're dealing with the hospital, and your road to recovery. So that's what everybody wants to hear, sir, if you're willing to share that with us.
Certainly. And you know how God is the greatest creator of the universe and never creates situations that wouldn't ultimately bless us, and even if we can't see it when we're in it. And that's what I think that this whole episode has been, because I thank you for bringing updates. The update that I would recommend is at medicalveritas.org, medicalveritas.org, under the Grand Rounds tab. The Grand Rounds tab has the Horowitz hospitalized and recovery article that really lays everything, and I'm telling you, everything out. Because I filed with the federal court. I'm still with Pfizer. I'm suing Pfizer and Moderna in the U.S. District Court in Fort Myers, Florida. And because of my hospitalization, I needed to alert the court. But I needed to alert the court at the same time administering judicial notices as to what I was sick with. So the bottom line is that the judicial notices contain all the evidence, solid facts, that tie in very beautifully to Larry Beecroft's Arkansas litigation against the same bandits. And you'll see by the filings, the court filings that are attached in PDF downloadable files in this article, you'll see the solid evidence of how Fauci and his inner circle are absolutely convicted by criminal evidence that's beyond clear and convincing. We have everything that we need in terms of exposing the beast, the bandits, the MIT, the Harvard group, intimately connected with Eco Health Alliance group, with the Daszak group, with Alexander and his fraudulent propagandists. We have everything, all the evidence from Fauci emails. And it goes back to what I've been saying all along. We're looking at an aerosolized AIDS virus spike protein antigen. That's the gain of function bioweapon. That is the synthetic bioweapon that is wreaking havoc with the planet. And that is the fraud, the unfair deceptive trade, the absolute genetic engineering, unsafe technology that they output here. And all the evidence is in the court filings attached to the article. Now, beyond that, the article is vitally important. A lot of people, thank you so much. God bless you all for praying for me and helping us. You want to know how I got this?
And what, yes, sir. Is?
Well, many weeks ago, I started to interact with doctors and nurses who had been vaccinated. And the vaccines are spreading the antigen. They tell you that straight out in the Pfizer protocols, the testing, that spreading the virus that people get, the antigens that people get, the mRNA payload, they shed that, and it puts people who have been immune compromised or pregnant women or infants at risk of reactions. Now, what kind of reactions are these? They're virtually hypersensitivity reactions or type of allergic type of reactions. They come about because when you consider a foreign protein, and that's what this is, it goes back, as I've said from the beginning, to the AIDS virus research and developments that started, actually authorized by Congress in 1969. Think about this for a second. This is a quote. I'm going to quote from memory from the United States Congressional Record. Quote, this is 1969 for 1970 financing. Quote, over the next 5 to 10 years, it will be possible to create a new infective microorganism that could differ in certain important aspects from any disease-causing microorganism. And most important of these is that it might be refractory to the immunologic and therapeutic processes upon which we depend to maintain our relative freedom from infectious diseases. End quote. Infectious diseases is plural. It's all infectious diseases. The key that began to be researched and developed at Litton Bionetics Labs, because they got the $10 million in financing. Litton Industries subsidiary, Litton Bionetics, directed by National Cancer Institute Dr. Robert Gallo, the guy who allegedly discovered the AIDS virus in 1982, created the AIDS virus in around 70, 71. By 72, they had it. By 73 and 74, they administered it in the hepatitis B vaccines given to gay men in New York City, given to blacks in Central Africa, and given to Willowbrook State School mentally retarded children on Staten Island in New York. That's the history of COVID, because the refractory to infectious diseases means you have a key that opens doors in the world of immunity, immunology, infectious diseases, virology, that could spread a biological weapon and wreak havoc with humanity. That was the objective, and that was what they accomplished. So by 1982, when the war on AIDS began, when they started to put massive amounts of money into this project, it was the spike protein antigen that was decided to be, determined to be, the synthetic protein bioweapon that could literally unlock the mutations in the infectious disease world that could wreak havoc. So in my situation, for example, I'm exposed. I had previously gotten over COVID. I had natural immunity against COVID in January, actually by September, October, November of 2020, I had already gotten over my bout with COVID. And then subsequently, when you understand that what they engineered is this synthetic antigen, the spike protein antigen, that when you read the Fauci emails and you look at the people he was in correspondence with and what their great concern was, it was to cover up the four AIDS virus genes that had been genetically engineered to be in that attachment apparatus, that spike protein attachment apparatus, that would deliver the mRNA. And this is what's called reverse transcriptase enzyme or retrovirology technology. People don't really realize that too often. That's directly out of the AIDS virus genre. It's a retrovirus. It requires a reverse of life normally. It's virtually satanic, in my opinion. But the reality is, medically and in molecular biology, it requires that the message from RNA gets injected into the cell and then corrupts the DNA. And that's what the AIDS virus does. And that's virtually what we're looking at with the technology of vaccinology with COVID. What they're doing with the vaccine, which is causing the shedding, the spreading of the antigen itself. Again, you're spreading the lock and key mechanism to transmit susceptibility to infectious diseases, all types of mutants, all types of bacteria, viruses. And in my case, it was Haemophilus influenza. I came down with a serious acute strep throat. So I had a strep mutant that brought me into the critical care. I had a Haemophilus influenza pneumonia that brought me into the clinic. And of course, after 3 days of the most disgusting, inhumane treatment, whereby they were literally trying to kill me, maybe a couple of them may have been. Most of the caretakers were wonderful people, very uncomfortable also about what was happening in healthcare. But there were several who were so ignorant, and they delayed my actual proper treatment for the influenza for 3 days. And there was even one character, very dark, dark character. We call him Darth Vader. They deprived me of sleep. They deprived me of oxygen. They deprived me of getting to the bathroom. They deprived me of cleaning, of normal hygiene. It was the most abusive experience I've ever experienced in my life. And that this is a healing place, a supposed healing place. Well, Darth Vader would come in, dark black, all dressed in black. Everybody else is dressed in blue. This guy would come in with an extensive mask array. He's in charge of respiratory therapy. And he would tell me at 10 o'clock at night or 3 in the morning, oh, we've got to get you maybe on intubation. We've got to raise your oxygen levels to 60%. And this is how they do it, you see. This is how they get a normal person who's virtually just in need of antibiotic therapy and maybe a little bit of oxygen and oxygen therapy help. They get them into intubation, and then that's how they kill you. So I was literally on the verge of death experiencing this firsthand, and that ultimately the issue was, and still is, you've got a transmission of an antigen. In this case, they call it the spike protein antigen. And the vaccine that's being shed is spreading that particular antigen. So after you get vaccinated, your DNA is corrupted, and it starts to mass produce more and more of these lock and keys, spike protein, AIDS virus integrated antigens. So, excuse me for just one second.
No rush. No rush, doctor. Take your time.
So that then becomes the life-saving question. It's how do we save our lives? And that's why I would appreciate, and so thank you, God bless you so much, John, for spreading the article. Because what I've attempted to do is give everybody a basic fundamental understanding that we're not dealing with the COVID per se. We're dealing with this antigen, and we've been hypersensitized to it. When I recovered from COVID, what happens when you get exposed to a foreign protein and you recover? You have immunity to it. And by the way, the Moderna monoclonal antibodies, theoretically, they may work. But you're just feeding the same cartel. This is a criminal cartel. The virtual owner, Moderna, that with DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Programs Agency, financed the development with the EcoHealth Alliance Group and Fauci's NIAID, this COVID problem. These people invested in the monoclonal antibodies. Because if you produce antibodies to the antigen, you may be helped. But we the people don't want to feed the satanic criminal cartel. And we don't want to have to depend for our survival on these satanic criminals. So the bottom line is we've got to look at how is this mechanism operating? How is it that we become sensitized to this bioweapon? And then how is it that we can recover naturally? What are the vitamins, mineral supplements? What are the lifestyle changes and the behaviors? And like you say, preparations that are necessary to do everything we can to stay alive, to love, and to care and share with others and serve Creator to the best of our ability.
Hold on, doctor. We have a break. We got a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
And I need to get used to my new mute button here. It's a new thing. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. The more units you get in this sale, the bigger your savings. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Listen to these websites very carefully. There's four of them here. JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Doctor, we have one of your favorite callers on hold here. We got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Doctor. I'm actually in Illinois right now. Can you hear me okay?
Go ahead, yeah. Sir. We hear you fine.
Okay, well, Doctor, I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're feeling better. I hope you gained your strength. John, the video that I sent you, well, first of all, Doctor, the old English definition of virus was actually the venom of a serpent. And somewhere along the line, it was a slimy substance considered to be the venom of a serpent. And somewhere along the line, the definition has been changed with, hand quotes, intended modern science. or modern medicine. From what I understand, the spike protein we could handle in our body if it wasn't for the spike. That's what causes the damage of a venomous snake bite. It's not the protein, it's the spike. That causes the damage. Is that correct?
Well, in this case, the spike contains four AIDS virus genes, and it's all positively charged. So the antioxidants are the keys, in my opinion. I think that's where the vitamins come in. It's where the supplements. And I think that that's where, when you think about the research and development necessary for me and for everybody in our situation right now, is, again, looking at this as a hypersensitivity reaction, because as I'm making known in this Medical Veritas article, that again, I urge people to spread, share it. It goes into the self-care remedies at the end, the conclusions, but it also gives all the most important meat, the real, you know, the real facts of the devil doers that have done this. The salvation is in, as we've always known, the concept of the Holy Spirit power. And I've always talked about on this show and elsewhere, the Holy Spirit is energy. John, you above all, as a caller, very, very, very studied, know that the Holy Spirit is energy. Energy is electronic. It's electric. And it's spirituality that is like positively or negatively charged. Negatively charged electrons is the salvation. That is the Holy Spirit power of love, that 528, as a very, very well studied now and confirmed antioxidant. It's the antioxidants that will neutralize the positively charged spike. That's where I'm saying, if we're looking right now at how can we help COVID patients most and ourselves to prevent this, is we've got to look at this mechanism of sensitivity, immunity, hypersensitivity, because we're going to be exposed over and over and over again to this biological weapon. This is where they're telling us now we have the D variant, and in the fall we're going to have additional variants, and we're going to need to have more and more vaccines. This is the scam. But the,
well, see, so that's taking me to my next point. Now, the video that I sent John is Dr. Charles Morgan, and he's given a talk at West Point on psychoneurobiology and war, and he actually brings up 440 megahertz resonant frequencies, the injection of using graphene oxide, and he's talking about able to perform mind control from around the world using the internet wirelessly, creating memories, removing memories, causing a perfect warrior, and supposedly it's for warfare. It's the video came from, it was posted by the Modern War Institute in 2018, in June. So they're actually telling us what we're doing. Now, everyone in this audience is dressed in fatigues, but the man that's Dr. Charles Morgan is dressed in completely black. Just like you were saying, you had the black black dress nurse or individual. You know, I call him Dr. Death, man, Dr. Fauci, the Grim Reaper. And for those who don't know, Fauci in Italian means sickle, like a grim reaper carries a sickle. That's what Fauci's name means. So they're telling us what they're doing, and I believe we're watching iron mixed with clay. It's not going to cleave, and the people that they want to eliminate are going to be disposed of slowly over a period of time, manageable to be able to dispose of the bodies without creating great disease. And again, you know, we can be, according to Isaiah 43 and according to Psalm 91, if we're in Christ and full of the Holy Spirit, folks, we're literally invincible until God's done with us. You need to understand that. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. But if you're on the wrong side, look out, because they're going to have their way with you. You know, I hope people will take the time And then there's another guy, I think his name was Tall Sachs. And just to, as an aside, you're familiar with Dr. Raymond Royal Rife, Royal Raymond Rife, and his frequency generator. Now, they bankrupted that man in the early 20th century because he believed and proved, truthfully, that he could destroy disease using resonant frequencies. Now, they're coming out with a TED Talk I heard just a couple days ago where they're touting that they've just discovered under electron microscope that they can destroy disease using electronic frequency, and a brand new patent that they've applied for in 2017, and it's Raymond Rife's machine that they're now trying to patent. And they're going to come up as the brilliant people patenting a 100-year-old technology that was created by a man that they destroyed because he was curing instead of treating. That's how evil these people are. And I'm interested to hear your comments and what effect 440 has, because it's Dr. Morgan actually brought up resonant 440 frequency.
Yeah, you know, again, thank you so much for your research and knowledge and sharing truthfully from your heart what the reality is. We're all in this position now of having to choose to, you know, go to God and go with God, or otherwise basically be sick and enslaved. So, yes, number of points you raised. And yes, I used over the last several days even Rife frequency technology. I have a Rife frequency generator. I do recommend them wholeheartedly. And that's one of the things. Without OxySilver, I'd be dead right now. Because when I take OxySilver, when it's designed to be used with prayer, and when I take OxySilver, I see that light. Immediately, you take a cap full of it, and you put it in your mouth, close your eyes, and you see that Holy Spirit power of light come down into your head, and you send it with a prayer. Heavenly Creator, please bless me so I have complete respiratory restoration so I can breathe again and serve you to the best of my ability. That's the kind of prayer that I've been using, and that is really what saved me in the hospital, along with an advocate. If you go into the hospital without an advocate, without somebody actually really watching over you and being your person who's not going to let them put you on a ventilator and then kill you. I thank by the grace of God I had two advocates. So that's why miraculously, and they claim miraculously, I turned around in the hospital. They were supposed to put me on intubation. I was supposed to be virtually dying there. And suddenly, within 48 hours, suddenly my oxygen levels are up to 88 and 90, 91. I can breathe on my own. What? And then they allowed me for the first time to be able to go to the bathroom. It was unbelievable. But what you're raising here are the most important issues. You started with the issue of the bioelectronics. This is a whole other field, subordinate to all of what we've talked about so far about the immunity, molecular biology, virology, the way in which this spike protein operates. Beyond that is what you're talking about. And people have a hard time even grasping the first levels. It's like Paul said, I'd love to, you know, in Ephesians, he says, I'd love to feed you, you know, solid food, but I can't even give you milk. Because you're just right, not really right there. But the filings, the federal court filings, the judicial notices that I put into the court, that the article, Horowitz Hospitalized and Recovering, on medicalveritas.org, that has the solid evidence of what you're talking about in the next level of understanding the intent to enslave humanity to the bioelectronic engineering that came out of the Lieber lab at Harvard. Charles Lieber was arrested by the FBI for espionage with the Wuhan
along with
military.
DARPA.
Exactly. So that's your U.S. military takeover and involvement in this genocide. And his partner is Robert Langer, who is the co-owner of Moderna, who is the co-owner of the monoclonal antibodies they're coming out with now and just beginning to test in Florida. This is supposedly the salvation. These guys were involved in the development of this, and when you look at the technology that they advanced, it's exactly what you say. It involves the bio-spiritual technology capabilities to work with 5G, real-time, to data mine, data mining, every aspect of what's going on in your body. How would you like to have control over a human being? Like you're talking about, not just thoughts, feelings, the ultimate MK Ultra mind control, human being control capability. This was the promise, called promise, P-R-O-M-I-S, today. It was the promise software that the counterintelligence program under Ted Gunderson and his boys years ago, we defeated those people. But what that's what they were engaged in. It was all about how to computerize the total control of civilization. And that is the capability now, like you're saying, John. And that is the next step. It's called transhumanism. It is also like this kind of cyborg technology, which is the fourth industrial revolution that Klaus Schwab has advanced with Bill Gates and the global elitists. And yes, it came out in Fox a couple of days ago, just like I've been saying for a long time. Big tech is big pharma. Big banking is big pharma. Big military is big pharma. It's all one monopoly, one satanic beast. And so
for them to accomplish that, you know, Christ talks about being changed by the renewing of your mind. They're changing worldwide global menticide, which is the murdering of the mind through brainwashing. It's a medical term, folks. It's called menticide, and that's what they're doing right now with all of it. It's global mind control, global brainwashing, and they're pretty good at it. So I would suggest you need to have your mind renewed and have the right spirit in you, and that's the Holy Spirit. You can only get that one way. So in any event, I'll make room, and I am glad you're feeling better. I pray that you heal up quick, get all your strength back, and we can make this known, because they really want a slave class, worldwide serf class. And in many cases, they're going to accomplish it. The ones that don't succumb to it or the ones that resist it are going to become enemies of the state. So be ready. Thank you, John. So much. Thank you, Doctor.
Okay, John. Thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Our next caller is JP in Illinois. Good morning, JP.
Hello, guys. Good morning. Dr. Horowitz, I just wanted to say God bless you. I've been praying for you. I know all the listeners here in RBN have been praying for you, and I wish you a speedy recovery, sir.
Thank you so much, brother. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for your prayers.
Okay. Thank you, JP. Go ahead. You got a question?
Oh, I just wanted to... Yeah, I did take your zeal love. I have a quick story of when I got COVID. I didn't take the jab, but I chatted up some girl at the laundromat, and I tell you, I got it from her. I know I did. And I took your Zeal Love product along with aspirin, and I took Nano Silver, and I beat it. I beat it naturally. I didn't go to the hospital. It nearly killed me. I'm an athlete, 6'4", 200 pounds, 240. I took this virus, and I beat it naturally. I have natural antibodies because of it, and I thank you and your products for that. And I really got to say, you're a godsend. You speak from Holy Spirit, and I really wish you Godspeed, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes,
okay, JP, thank you for the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. Do you have an update?
Let me just interject, John.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Doctor.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that compliment and support. This is why the end of the article that I recommended everybody read, it talks about what you're talking about, making sure that you maintain your proper lifestyle. And that involves what John was just talking about, maintaining your connection to the Holy Spirit power of love and the connection that we have to that divine restoration. It's available all the time, every nano instant. we have the capability of bringing that Holy Spirit power of love in. And all the antioxidants are operating in that flow. So that's the bliss zone. That's the zone of bliss that we want to stay in. And that involves faith. And that involves this whole concept. We've got to have faith in the Creator and Yeshua, blessed Yeshua Messiah. We have got to have faith to breathe in that constant renewing energy, that restoring energy. And that is, I think, the greatest salvation message, opportunity of our time. And that is where we're being pushed to get to that necessity of choice. So thank you so much. And do maintain this concept and a healthy lifestyle as you go about following these recommendations.
Absolutely, absolutely. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Doctor, I assume you're resting more. You mentioned in your email that you're doing some light workouts on the road to recovery. Are you measuring your O2 levels, or are you just going with the flow?
Yeah, measuring O2 levels. I actually, before the show, I exercised today for about an hour, and I'm still a little short of breath, as you can probably hear. But by the grace of God, again, and the support from my loved ones and the prayers of people, I'm on my way back. God willing, I'll be stronger and stronger, and we'll just continue the battle. John, you know, I want to thank you particularly for all your love, for your caring, your inquiries, and responding to people who were writing in and emailing. I just want to thank you for all the support and what you do.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Our next caller is Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning, Mr. Moore, and good morning, Dr. Horowitz. I'm so relieved that Dr. Horowitz is back to the program and he's out of the hospital. But I think he's still not out of the woods in the sense that he has that all-consuming lawsuit going on, and I think he needs to exercise a little bit more to recover well. So I think my prayers have already been heard, but they need to be continued. So that is my first position. The second is a question for Dr. Horowitz, that these jabs, I call them GMI, that is genetic manipulation injection. So he might run into that information through the discovery process. What is the open market price for these, say, of the varieties, say, Pfizer, Moderna, or J&J? And how much the governments are paying, state or federal, that is the level of subsidy, and the open market price? So that should give you, I should say, that should give us something to think about if we find out what is the actual price and, as they say, follow the money. So that was my question. And my final thought is about prayer. I think those who are in favor of the GMI know that prayer works, but it cannot be demonstrated in lab, at least yet, or at least to the best of my knowledge. So they are running a little bit fast so that before people can catch up with prayer, they can do their dirty deeds in time. That's all I have to say. Thank you again for taking my call, both to Dr. Horowitz and Mr. Moore.
Okay, Amit, thank you for your call, sir. Any follow-up there, Doctor?
I'm in agreement. I'm not out of the woods yet, and I don't think any one of us is out of the woods. Again, even assuming in my case what we already know, I recovered. So what happened? Well, I still became susceptible because you've got this bioweapon, this synthetic bioweapon, antigen, and antigens cause hypersensitivity reactions. They cause, in this case, mutations. And so we have to be, as I said, vigilant all the time. So God willing, I'll recover fully, and that then I'll still have to do everything I've been telling you, brothers and sisters. We're all in this together. We all have to do the same thing. We have to continuously maintain vigilance. In terms of the other other questions. I don't know. I'd have to research all of this. There's so much, there's so much crime and fraud that's engaged in the financing. So I'd really have to do a lot more, probably days of research, to begin to answer some of the questions that Ahmed raises. Thank you, John.
Okay, thank you, sir. We're in a biological war here, Doctor. That's clear to you. It's clear to me. It's clear to our listeners. And it looks like it's getting worse, doesn't it, sir?
Well, yes, and that's what they're telling us, exactly what they're telling us. You know, we're going to expect this and that and raising. And again, they're not even addressing the issues that I'm addressing based on the science. And that's even, again, the first level, you know, the concept of this being a antigen. You know, how do you treat? And for those of you who have been experiencing this disease, it's kind of like having a horse resting on your chest. You can't breathe. It's kind of like this constant asthmatic attack. And so, you know, you got to look at how do you treat asthma? How do you treat the spasm of the muscles of the respiratory tract? And you've got to look at all of the natural ways to do that. So that's my current area of research, and I think it's necessary for everybody to be on the same level right now. Excuse me.
Doctor, our next caller is from England. We have Patrick in England. Good morning, Patrick.
Oh, yes, good morning, John, and good morning to you, Dr. Len Horowitz. Great to hear that you're back on the show. Just first of all, I've been following your thing on the 528-444, and I play in my church band, and there's definitely something in that. I'm just trying to persuade other members of the band to tune up to that, and it's just a bit of persuasion. But I was actually just calling you, John. I sent you a video, a link, to something about the something that you could put to Dr. Len about the Pfizer judgment. Apparently, where the FDA apparently have finally approved it, and there's more fine print now. The video is 9 minutes, and it's apparently that now Pfizer have got a 2-week ultimatum to comply with the FDA regulations, of some of which are law, to state exactly what is in the vaccine now, the Pfizer vaccine, and to provide file samples of the file and to send it over. And apparently, so the crux of the matter is a lot of people have taken this Pfizer vaccine and have been made ill with it. They've now got to state exactly what's in it. And abide by the regulations that comes with it, and they're opening themselves now apparently to lawsuits and things that they can now be prosecuted, and so can the FDA apparently. But I need to watch the thing again. Maybe you've seen it. It was late last night UK time, and I suggested that, you know, Mr. Horowitz is usually one or two steps ahead anyway, so he probably is aware of what I'm talking about. But whether either of you can make any comment on that, please. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, you're right up where I am. I'm aware that this has happened. I'm aware that in the last 48 hours, extensive conflicting interest between the Pfizer executive and the FDA has been released. This kind of information is important, certainly in my case. And in Larry Beecroft's Arkansas group's civil complaint, where they raise these issues also beautifully. So the question again becomes, how can we take back our courts? Because the courts is where the rubber meets the road. And right now, by the grace of God and the Supreme Court ruling, we just saw our first real positive southern border legislative correction and restoration of the Trump administration's border policy. Hallelujah. So this is where I've done everything I can do, and it's really with God, to what the pressure that's currently on the magistrate judge in my case against Pfizer and Moderna, because I've asked them for injunctive relief. I asked them to stop this. I've shown them, proven to them, facts right in front of their face, that this is a criminal cartel that has advanced unfair and deceptive trade and pulled one over and continues to pull one over because they control, as an enterprise, a racketeering enterprise, this entire scam. So they have this. The question becomes, do they have the guts? Do they have the integrity? And this is what the article, my article that I urge you to read and pass around, also states.
Hold on, Doctor. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday the 26th. Doctor, we got a couple more callers. We'll see if we can get both of them in. First, we have Catherine in Maine. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, Dr. Horowitz. I was deeply concerned about you, and I know many of us were, and we prayed and prayed. I'm glad that you survived. I had blood transfusions in 1981, and my mother was a clinical nurse epidemiologist risk manager, and she was sitting out in the waiting room. You can just imagine, petrified, right, with HIV. So I always tested negative, but they always kept checking it. And I read Peter Duisberg's book that Kerry Mullis had written the foreword to, okay? Way back then, I was purchasing that book hardback for physicians, okay? And now I hear all of these names coming back around. The money's for the testing. It's almost just like a repeat in my mind, you know? And I'm wondering, Kerry Mullis, I know the PCR is not valid, you know, for testing the spin cycle. I know all about that. But what else is at play here between what Kerry Mullis, do you know what else would be at play with why Kerry Mullis may have been just, you know, is no longer with us to speak up? What more could he have spoken into this equation that I think I know the answer, but I'm just wondering if you had any thoughts on what further voice Kerry Mullis could have given us regarding this situation that you discussed today?
He would be very, very critical right now of the PCR testing that was done, for example, in my case, where they did not do it, and they delayed the results for many, many hours, which was the cause of concern. My advocate raised this as an issue, because what they do is they then declare that you have, because of the false PCR tests, if they don't do it properly and quickly and timely, what happens is they do it over and over again. And when they do that, the false positives comes. And this is how they falsely claim that I had COVID in my diagnosis. They delayed my delayed my proper pneumonia diagnosis. They delayed my proper pneumonia treatment for many, many hours. And that was one of the signs that they had falsified the PCR testing. Kerry Mullis would be appalled at that. And when you bring up the issue of Duisberg, and this Duisberg was Robert Gallo's counterpart. Well, Gallo said it was the AIDS virus that caused AIDS. Duisberg said, nah, it's lifestyle risk. Meanwhile, they were both in bed together. They were both taking the same money from the National Cancer Institute. It was a con job. It's a diversion. It's the Hegelian dialectic where one says, you know, so this is why it's coming around again, because it's all coming from the AIDS virus. And this is why I said from the beginning, what we're looking at is an aerosolized AIDS. They're creating acute aerosolized AIDS, and the whole industry's covering it up. Fauci's emails prove it.
Doctor, we're out of time. Catherine, thank you for the call. Doctor,
thank you so much.
Get some rest. We'll have you back next Thursday, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless.
Top of the hour break. We'll be right back. Take care.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.